It's time on Racing Pulse for fast form, best bets and quaddy plays for today's Victorian racing.
Time to find you a winner on this Thursday fast form. And Matty Hill, the dulcet tones of Matt Hill, the number one race caller, is in action today at Werribee. It's been a pretty wet 24 hours in Victoria and Melbourne, and we're on a heavy nine for today's meeting at Werribee at Tab Park, and a lot of scratchings today. Matty, how are you?
I'm good, Mick. I hope you're well. I think it's a bit sunnier where you are, by the sound of it.
Yes, I don't want to rub it into our Victorian brethren, but it's 23 today, and I think rising to 25 by Saturday.
Well, it was pretty bleak yesterday, it must be said. Having said all that, with Werribee, yesterday, obviously, with the meeting on today, we were on radar watch, and there was a lot of rain around, but it did seemingly take a long time to get to Werribee, and then a lot of it went towards the eastern suburbs. So I think they were pretty lucky that they didn't get more rain than they did. It's a heavy nine, as you mentioned. The penetrometer's 611. And there's still a few scattered showers around, but they were pretty lucky they didn't get the absolute bulk of the 20 mil that was forecast. But we're on a heavy nine, and as a result, as soon as that heavy range goes up, the scratchings start to come.
Absolutely, and let's hope there's not any more rain heading towards Swan Hill for their three-day carnival, because I see it's already a heavy 10 for tomorrow, day one.
Yeah, they seem to get quite a lot of it, having a look at some of the rain figures. I sound like Jane Bunn having this conversation, don't I? But having a look at the rain figures, they did get a lot, upwards of 30 mil up to last night. So, but it's one of those great country carnivals, Swan Hill, great hunting carnival, and you would think, similarly to the way the Warrnambool Carnival works, they will try and get those three meetings run by hook or by crook.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Despite the heavy track conditions today, are there one or two that we want to play?
Yeah, a relatively strong meeting for a Thursday, Werribee. I thought we could just about bookend the program. Peter Moody has a runner called Roman Over in the first race. It's not the strongest race in the world, but this filly can push forward like she did at Pakenham at last start over 1,200 metres. She was placed in town at her first ever run back in December, and Private Jumbo finished second in that race. Of course, Private Jumbo was just touched off in a lot better company for Mick Huglin on Saturday. So there's some decent form lines there. She'll push forward. I like her racing pattern in a small field of seven, first usage of the track. So we'll have race one, number eight, Romanova, and then late in the day, Field of Flutes is the most interesting runner of the day, trained by Kieran Maher and David Eustace, has the inside to draw. Field of Flutes has lost a couple of the pace elements in the race with scratchings, but he's pretty quick himself. He won in that small field on an absolute bog track at Warrnambool on day two of the carnival. So we know he handles it. He's had five starts for two wins and two minor placings. Recently won a jump out at Flemington down the straight, Mick, a very famous jump out. He had horses such as Cool and Gadda, Cannonball and Artorias chasing him. So he looks the goods in that last race on the card, race eight, number four. So we might be able to bookend it there.
All right, we'll take the short. Now, you are the world's greatest caller and you're getting excited about Royal Ascot, but you've given us $1.18 favourite here today, Matty, with Field of Flutes.
I haven't even looked at. Well, I'm not surprised.
It's $1.18.
Such as it was Epic Centre, Deep Blast, a few Speedy Hall, Vivianne was a chance as well. So that race has been completely knocked about. So maybe what I should do is maybe give you something at a bit of value, and I'll do that in race six, number seven, Brave Star. It's got ability, got good talent. First up form is good, three starts for three minor placings. Really likes it wet. Had a trainer change to Philip Stokes. But I reckon just first up, give this horse the hope. Brave Star in race number six. So there you go, some value for you.
I like that. Good work, Matty. Good calling today, mate.
I'll give you a quaddy very quickly there, Mick. Two to Valium, four Turn It Up Tommy, six Aspiring Bay, and a 12 Miss Tarzi in the first leg. 2, 4, 6, 12. Second leg, Kalashani, lad's got to go in. Bob Tracker, 12-year-old. 3, along with the 1, Mateo Ma, and 7, Brave Star. Third leg, hard to beat, 3-star Mistress and 9, Major Key. And the last leg, take Field of Flukes, 1 out. There you go.
Good work, Matty.
Terrific. Thanks, Mick.